on the line right now, speaking of the Jim Dandy, is the trainer of Preakness winner, Cloud Computing, Dwyer winner, Practical Joke, Pegasus winner, Timeline. It's like introducing Apollo Creed. Your defending Eclipse Award winning outstanding trainer, Chad Brown. Chad, thanks for taking some time out of a busy weekend for a few minutes today on Express Bet Radio.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Well, we'll get right to it. Cloud Computing tomorrow, Field of Five installed as the second choice on the morning line. Your Preakness winner, your first win in an American Classic. He'll always be near and dear to your heart, I'm assuming.
I'm sorry, cut out there. I'm sorry. Can you repeat
no
that?
No problem. Your first Classic winner in Cloud Computing, always be near and dear to your heart. How's he doing coming into the Jim Dandy?
He's doing really well. Sources, since the Preakness, he's had a little tiny little break where we just freshen him up a little bit, and we've been building his works up every week. And his last work over the main track at Saratoga was very good. I think the horse is ready to run.
Chad, you guys decided pretty quickly after the Preakness not to run him back in the Belmont Stakes. Was the Jim Dandy the main goal before the Travers, or did you think about maybe sending this horse down to the Haskell?
I really focused on the Jim Dandy, wanting to get him a race over Saratoga's main track ahead of the Travers. And, you know, we really never gave any thought about anything else other than that.
You draw post two in the Field of Five, always dreaming to your inside. You would think that this race has a lot more than the winner's share of the pot on the line. You two, probably in the minds of many, at the top of the three-year-old leaderboard right now. What do you think you guys need to do with Cloud Computing to win three-year-old honors this year? Is this race a key cog to that, or do you think that the Travers is going to be a little bit more of a settling point for you guys?
But the Travers should be a lot more of a settling point. I'm very confident going into tomorrow, and you know, I hope our horse wins. But regardless of who wins, I think a race like the Travers and even onto the fall, which a race like the Pennsylvania Derby, which is now grade one again, and against older horses, potentially one of these three-year-olds pops up and wins one of the major races in the fall for older horses. I think those carry a lot more weight. But that said, you know, the Derby winner versus the Preakness winner is a big matchup, and whoever comes out on top, at least momentarily, will probably be at the head of the division again.
He seems to be training Cloud Computing does a little more aggressively. If you're to look, if you're to just take the times for what they are on paper, he seems to be training a little more aggressively. Has he stepped it up a little more so in the morning, or are those times just basically a product of how good he's doing?
He's very manageable, actually. When he sees another horse in front of him, he's gotten a little stronger. He's very eager to go by. When he's out there alone, he's fine. Real pleasure to be around. The horse is all class.
Talking to Chad Brown, got a busy, busy weekend coming up. He's got Cloud Computing up at Saratoga in the Jim Dandy. All right, Chad, let's go down the shore. Practical Joke, four wins around one turn, winless around two turns. You had said after the Derby that maybe the middle distances were for him. Was his Dwyer that impressive to you that you felt he had one more chance to prove himself around the two turns?
That's exactly it. I thought the way he finished his Dwyer was very impressive, and after talking to Joel, we decided, you know, we think this horse actually can get the mile and an eighth, give him one more try, especially if the race sets up for him. And, you know, I'm not sure it will, but it looks like there's just enough speed in there where it could. Haskell's a very prestigious race, chance at a grade one and $1 million purse, and considering how well he's doing, it's hard to leave him in the barn.
He was so good in the Dwyer last time. You mentioned how he came to the finish. The trip he sat where he was pretty much covered up most of the day, was that by design? Did you want to try to get him covered up? He had taken some wide trips in some of his other two-year-old races. This was the first time he really got to save any ground going long. Was that by design last time out?
Yeah, and in the post, and he fell into a good spot early, but it was kind of a bad spot turning for home because he had a wall of horses for him and nowhere to go. But the horse overcame it, and those are the risks going inside. You might get stopped. And, the horse made more than one run in the race, which was impressive.
When you decided not to run Cloud Computing in the Belmont Stakes, I think a lot of people assumed that you were going to run Timeline. He had just won the Peter Pan. Going the mile in an eighth year at Belmont, a traditional prep for the Belmont Stakes, but you decided to not go that route, went to the Pegasus instead, and obviously rewarded you with a fantastic run in the Pegasus. He's been a little bit of a late bloomer. Tell me a little bit about Timeline and walk me through. This is one of, he's 4-for-4, but a lot of people don't know too much about this horse. Just talk me through him getting that start midway through, early in March and where he's come since his maiden race.
He's a horse we've always thought a lot of. Like Cloud Computing, this horse didn't run it too with some minor physical issues, so we just stopped on him and gave him a bunch of time. Horse came back this winter down in South Florida training with us and got right back on track, showing us all the ability he showed us at two in his works. Got a late start, but he's done nothing wrong. As you said, he's undefeated. I decided to skip the Belmont because I just don't think the horse is a mile and a half horse. I don't think he'd be effective going that far. So we just stuck to the plan of working towards a grade one at a distance we think he can handle. And the mile and eighth is that distance.
He showed speed last time, went right to the lead. He's got some speed inside of him on Sunday. Was going to the lead last time a function of the others you were facing? Or do you think this horse is better free running on the front end? And is that the plan Sunday?
It's pretty versatile. He'll always be forwardly placed. He doesn't have to be on the lead. Last time it was a function of the horse he was in and not wanting to get in trouble at 1-9. Why take a chance and tuck in behind some horse that could stop in front of you or something? So we just figured you just go right to the lead and don't take any chances and get the race over the surface that we need, a productive race. I think we accomplished that.
All right, well, a big, busy weekend for Chad Browning as Cloud Computing up at Saratoga for the Jim Dandy. He has both Pegasus winner Timeline and Dwyer winner Practical Joke down at Monmouth. Chad, I know you got to run. Thank you so much for some time today. Have a great weekend and good luck this weekend.
Thanks for having me. Take care.